episode 123, Frugal Dating Tips.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And we have another request from our Frugal Friends community on Facebook for frugal dating tips for every relationship status.
Yes, it's good to date.
Yes.
Whether you're married or not married or
but if you're an single,
adult, it's good to date.
If you are single and you are happy with that, you can date yourself. You can do these things.
Yeah, you can do these things by yourself. Absolutely. You just got to get a little creative.
Yes.
Or I with mean, a friend.
Yeah. Date your friends. Oh, don't that scratch that. Just have fun with your friends. So you're going to find this episode to be very delightful no matter what your relationship status is, what we are saying.
Mm-hmm. But so, first.
Our sponsors.
We've got none other than the Frugal Friends Workbook.
Favorite sponsor yet.
Whether you're new to budgeting or trying to reach a big financial goal and need something to motivate you, you will enjoy the Frugal Friends Workbook. It's created by us, in case you haven't put that together. Yeah. It's a digital workbook with 6-week-long challenges that will help you save money, simplify your life, improve money conversations, and more. It is over 60 pages and can be completed on your own, but we did create it to be gone through in pairs or small groups. So that's why every purchase comes with 2 downloads. So you can share or split the cost because we frugal. So head to frugalfriendspodcast.com/workbook to learn more and use the code, ready for it, Taco Bell, all one word, and get $10 off the regular price.
Yes. Don't forget to use that promo code.
Frugal stuff in that ad.
Goodness. Today's episode's also brought to you by TV series. Wondering what to do for a low-key date night at home? Start a TV series. You'll avoid the what are we doing tonight question for at least a month. Avoid the cost of restaurants and the uncertainty of events by getting sucked into a TV series with 7+ seasons. You'll have even more fun by choosing a series that has a spinoff. TV series, because eventually you're going to have to stop scrolling the Netflix homepage and just watch something.
Oh, so good. And I love the caveat that it has to have 7+ seasons. I've gotten roped into this 3-season thing and you get sorely disappointed after like 3 nights.
Right. You might as well watch a Marvel movie, you know?
Yes.
It's too short.
What TV series has a spinoff series?
There are several.
Name one.
Grown-ish is a spinoff series of... Oh my gosh, it's called like Grown Up something. It's a spinoff.
Oh,
isn't
Frasier a spinoff of Cheers?
Yes.
Oh wow. So I did it. I named one.
Old and new, yes. So there are plenty of spinoffs still happening.
Wow.
So there you go. There you go.
Good sponsor. And you know, it sparked conversation.
Yes. All right. So we are, of course, we're going to talk about some frugal dating, like date ideas, yes, but that's not going to be what this whole episode is about. So our first episode, this first part, we want to get into an article that actually covers some of the hidden costs of dating and share ways to lower those costs. And so, because dating isn't just, it's not just finding a partner that you hopefully one day want to marry. But there are some additional costs that we forget about besides just dates. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this first one is from Chime and it's called The Hidden Costs of Dating.
Yes. So the first one on this article, just to kind of explore so that we can be aware of where we're spending money and how we can cut down on those costs. The first one that they list is beautifying yourself. So I think male or female, this is true. Mm-hmm. If you care about how you look to the person that you're dating, you might spend a little bit of extra time, energy, effort, resource, money on making yourself look nice, whether that's getting haircuts more often or spending time and money styling your hair or makeup, clothing, just products.
I was waxing while I was dating, yeah, for some reason. Yeah, because I thought that I needed to do that.
I'm dating now, so I need to wax my eyebrows and my armpits.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think when there's somebody else that we want to specifically impress, we can spend more money on those areas. And I'm not saying like, let it all go. Like, don't worry about that unibrow anymore. But I think that there's a degree where we can cross over and we don't need to spend that much. Mm-hmm. Like purchasing things from the thrift store, finding that one hair product that you like. We even did an episode on makeup and beauty products way back. It's probably in our archives at this point. But yeah, some great tips there. So yeah, an interesting point that that's a spot that we can spend extra money than what maybe what we realize or intend to.
Yeah. And if it's something that you do want to do, maybe for like an anniversary or some kind of special occasion, awesome. Make sure you save them for special occasions and then try to find some deals for them. So don't go to a eyebrow threader or waxer or hairdresser so often that you guys are like besties. So try out a few by using like new client specials. You can go to like local restaurants and like local places, and sometimes they'll have boards advertising other local services. And sometimes those business cards or brochures might have like a $20 off for new client special things. So just go around and like collect those. You can even check Groupon or Living Social to see if they have any. Go around collecting them so when the time comes and you do actually want to, you know, gussy up, then you will have, you know, a few deals to choose from.
I love that you just said gussy up.
They use it in the article.
Yeah, well, I still like it. Uh-huh. Next on the list is transportation. Yeah, that's a one. It's transportation is a major expense whether or not we're dating, but especially if we're dating mm-hmm. and we want to go out and we want to, go out on the town. I don't know.
That's if you want to leave your house. It's been so long since any of us have done that, Jill, that we don't really remember what it costs.
Exactly. Or even if you're trying to utilize a taxi service or Lyft or Uber or one of those, it can cost a significant amount of money. So if you are dating somebody who you don't live with, then traveling back and forth and back and forth to one another's homes, it can cost money. So not a ton that we can say on that. Some of that just comes with the territory, but we can be wise about how we're going about that, mm-hmm. how often we're driving out, how often we're using some of these rideshare apps, where there's ways to cut costs in that way, ways that maybe we can meet up. Or, I mean, really we run into some difficulty if we're back and forth, back and forth, back and forth every day or multiple times a day. So just being a little bit more vigilant about what is this costing me in transportation, and are there ways that we can be mindful about that and save a little bit?
Yeah.
Get a scooter.
If you're close enough, try biking somewhere in the middle to meet mm-hmm. up, and then maybe doing like a picnic or an activity midway. So you're getting some exercise, you're getting a little alone time where you can just be still and kind of meditate on your bike, and then you're meeting up with your partner and doing something fun and hopefully free. And then you eliminate that transportation cost. And then also for long distance relationships, that can be super difficult. But we'll link to our transportation episode in the show notes. But again, finding deals on Orbitz and different, you know, those deals. Oh, you can also check our episode we just did with Danielle Desir and check all of her stuff. She's got some great flight saving info. But there was just one thing I was going to say and then I forgot it. Huh. Well, never mind.
Okay.
But yeah, so check for travel hacking. Sorry. Using a credit card for reward points and maybe choosing an airline that you historically have gotten the best deals with and being loyal to that airline so that you can rack up rewards points. Chase has their Sapphire cards have really great welcome bonuses that transfer to a lot of different airlines. So definitely Chase Sapphire Preferred is a great card to start out with travel hacking. And the Southwest cards, the United Airlines card are great to build up airline miles. So if you are in a long distance relationship, either short term or long term, that can help with some of the travel costs.
Yeah, good point.
All right, the next one on the list is dating app subscriptions. So there are obviously the ones that you see ads for on TV, but they're not even the best apps available, honestly. I have found from not personal experience, but from people I've talked to that have used dating apps, that the newest apps on the market are usually your best bet. The ones that people don't know about can help you find like the best dates. And those ones are often also free. So when Hinge was first starting out, over five years ago, I went on a Hinge date and it was really great. And I have found similar stories from other people. So if you are using dating apps, don't stay stuck to one. I would say always be looking for the new ones out on the market that are free. And you're going to have some better luck than if you're just stuck on the big ones like Plenty of Fish that are historically known for like not great dates. Recently, but I know some people that got married.
Yeah,
like what's from meeting from that? There.
Does it just like attract certain? Like, how would the dates not be good because of I the think app?
Because the more people that are on that, the more people you have to wade through. Like people that are not there for the right reasons are usually on the ones with the biggest user base. So that's kind of the theory. And we would love to hear about your experiences with free dating apps in the Frugal Friends community because we haven't used them in a very long time, if ever. So
I know. Thankfully, I just missed like the cusp of dating apps becoming a thing. I mean, they're great, and it sounds like it's kind of the only way to find people lately. But at the time, good old fashioned. Met my husband at my best friend's wedding. So those apps.
I did do one date from Hinge, but I missed all the others. I looked at them, but I never went on any dates. Mm-hmm. And then actually like 3 or 4 weeks after that date is when I met Travis. So amazing. And he also had gone on Tinder dates, which I missed Tinder. I don't miss Tinder. I missed past tense. I didn't do Tinder. I missed Tinder. Yeah. No.
Thanks. I'm so glad you clarified because you know Travis is going to listen to this.
Yes.
What did she just say?
Yeah. He like did before Tinder was like known for being Tinder. He like actually went on a legitimate date with somebody he met on there. So yeah, that's kind of the theory. And those things are free. So yeah. There we go.
So also on this list, an unforeseen cost is time, because time is money. You've heard this before. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, by no means am I advocating against this. I think the point that this article is making, and I think it's a good point, is to factor in these unforeseen costs, because it helps us with budgeting if we're looking at this realistically. And if we are spending a lot of time with our significant other and we're dating at any stage in this process, it takes time and it takes investment. And that's what relationships are. And it is very worthwhile, but it does take away from time, energy, and resource to be putting into literally anything else, which might make you money. So there is a trade-off, and there is some opportunity cost, and there's the potential of some lost revenue, because maybe you're not picking up those overtime hours, or you're not doing that side hustle as much, or you're not as focused on getting that second part-time job. Whatever it is, you're spending time with somebody else. It's necessary, but it also needs to be factored in on, all right, what does that mean for my budget? And what does that mean for when I am putting time and energy towards work? What does that work need to look like so that I can afford to be able to really invest in this relationship?
Yeah, we never had that issue, because Travis is a hoarder, like a money hoarder, and I'm an overachiever. And so we both love working and making money. Like, so
how can we work together?
Yeah, that's why we got married so quickly. We're like, it's just going to be more efficient if we're married and we're living together. Then we don't have to go on dates. We'll just see each other and we could just work all the time and it'll be better.
Yeah. Eric and I have had so many side hustles together. It's like what we do for fun on the weekends is like renovate other people's houses and DJ and you name it.
And Lord, if I haven't seen couples on like doing Instacart together, like grocery shopping for people.
Yes.
So that's like another, I mean, we're not on date ideas yet, but that is a way to kind of minimize that, you know, quote unquote lost revenue, is by doing a side hustle, like starting a little mini side biz through, with your partner.
Through our move, we've been doing a lot of Uber Eats. I'm just being real, because it's big transition. And I have seen a lot of couples together in the car. I probably just one of them is doing the Uber Eats and the other one's just along for the ride, but why not?
Right, because you can only get so many like assignments in an app at one time. So if you got the app running, two apps running at the same time, you can get more with fewer cars and save money on transportation.
Oh, so good.
Try it out, y'all. Try it out.
I'm going to try it out.
The last one on this list, so the real last one is matchmaking services, but our advice there is just like don't use a matchmaking service.
I didn't even know that existed.
It does. They made a TV series out of it. I'm sure it has more than 7 seasons if you're into it.
But that's like the only context that I know it in. It's just like millionaire matchmaker. It's like, all right, your common person is not using a matchmaking service. Yeah. But
I will say one thing is that you don't have to go full-blown matchmaking service. There are services online that will actually look over your online dating profile and help you refine it, help you make it more kind of quote unquote attractive to other people. Mm-hmm. So sometimes if you don't have a third party to look over what you're putting out there, that could be helpful. I think you can get that for like $40. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, have a friend look over it and be receptive to constructive criticism. Get a friend that will actually give you constructive criticism.
Yeah.
So that's what I will say about matchmaking. Now that we have gone through those hidden costs of dating, let's talk about date ideas.
Yes.
Yes.
This is my favorite part.
I know. We are looking at 98. We're not going to go through 98.
No, dear Lord, no.
we're going 98 super fun, cheap date ideas from andthenwesaved.com. And this is actually... the author of this website, Anna, is the author of the Spender's Guide to Debt-Free Living, because she did a year-long no-spend challenge. And I actually talk about her book in my book, The No-Spend Challenge Guide. So I've been following her for a long time. She has a great website and highly recommend. So Anna Newell Jones.
Awesome. Yeah, it's funny. Whenever I go through lists like this, well, there's a couple of things that happen for me. Number one, it reminds me of when I was little and I would tell my mom that I was bored, which is such an interesting experience. I don't think I've experienced boredom in my adulthood, but I do remember feeling bored as a child and going to my mom asking, "What can I do? I'm so bored." And she would list off. She would just list off all this stuff. And most of it was something I was not interested in doing whatsoever. But every once in a while, I'd get like one or two nuggets of gold and I'd be like, "Yeah, that great idea, Mom. See you later." And this list kind of reminds me of that, of like 90 of them I'm like, maybe not going to do today, but seven of them I'm like, yes.
What a great idea.
But on any given,
like, to have
on
that
any
list.
Given day, something might stand out to me, certainly.
Yeah.
And also these lists always have so many movies on them. Like, I think we all know sitting at home and watching a movie is an option. So we're going to gloss past all
because
those.
Watching a
and
person
give you our
over
favorites.
Movie person, if you haven't noticed that.
Yes, exactly. It's like, watch a movie with ice cream. Watch a movie with popcorn. Watch a movie that you picked out together. It's like, okay, yes.
But I think what you just said gave me an idea. So. And this could be great for couples or for families. Like, if you've got kids, going through with them and making like a I'm bored book that has just a list of things you guys have come up with together. And so, like, you go, you know, if you're bored, you go to that book first before you come to mom and, you know, do one of those things because you figured them out together. You could do the same thing as a couple. You could make a date night checklist or a date night book. And if you don't know what to do, then you just go to the book and go down the list until, you know, until you've done them all and you figure them out together. So that's a great idea to make sure that you're always doing something that's low cost or affordable first, instead of just resorting to the typical, God, normally I'd say dinner and a movie, but it's 2020. So like, I don't know what's normal. What is a normal date night?
I don't know. Every day is like a pajama date.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into it. What's your top one on the list?
I really liked the tip to build something together. Of course, this may not always be super inexpensive. You can certainly make it something inexpensive. Find things around your home or property or from thrift stores or yard sales and be able to build something. I mean, usually we've got some sort of project we want to do, whether that's in our home or our apartment or our vehicles. It could be really cool to get creative on building something that kind of solves a problem, makes your space more efficient, more functional. Whatever that is, whether that's just putting up shelves in your space or building containers for storage or for organizing, whatever it is, just what do you need? What's a problem that you have? And can you build something together to solve that problem using inexpensive materials?
Yes. I loved work out together. When Travis and I were dating, now, not in 2020, but like up until the pandemic, go to different running stores and or running clubs, and they'll have like a weekly 5K, and we'll do the 5K together. So we love doing that, and he does not do CrossFit and he does not enjoy it. But we do run together. I mean, by together, he runs like way faster than me. but we go together and we leave together.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we go together and we leave together.
That's great. I also, this is one of mine and Eric's personal favorites. Find the best happy hour in your area. Oh, I'm a sucker for a happy hour because it's basically everything on the menu for half price or less. So if you can get there, some happy hours are from 4 to 7. That's a mate. Like, yeah. So find those. And make the appetizers your meal. Or sometimes places will do specials and it's just a lot of food. Like this article mentions that there's a spot that had like burgers, fries, and a drink for $5. And then they split it, which that's next level. But you could challenge yourself. Get whatever you can for $5, split it, and then go home and eat ramen. Ramen and an apple. But it's just, it's a fun night out, really inexpensive. It feels like a treat to go out if you can go out, if you've got outdoor seating somewhere that has an happy hour still.
Yes. Speaking of outdoor, she had a ton of outdoor activities, so I'm just going to sum them up by saying that. Mm-hmm. So any outdoor activity, and I love finding outdoor activities on Groupon. Mm-hmm. That's probably like the third or fourth time I've mentioned Groupon today. And
they're not sponsoring us, BTW.
No, they are not. Yeah. But if they're listening to this, they can. Mm-hmm. Finding like outdoor kayaking or stand up paddle boarding or like inner tubing, something like that, and getting inspired by those deals and doing those.
Yeah, or winery tours through through the vineyards, all these outdoor things.
Yeah.
Which is great for the time we're in, the age we're in right now. I liked this one, play ping pong. I don't know, it made me smile, which seems like that's probably a good idea. And mostly I want to highlight the word play. I think it's so important for our relationships, whether in a dating relationship or otherwise, friendship, parent, kid relationships, all of these, it's so important that we play together. It releases such good hormones in us. It bonds us to one another, creates really amazing memories. It helps our own bodies, but it's really good to play together. And so ping pong, I liked this idea because you don't have to have a ping pong table to play ping pong. You can just get the paddles and the balls off of Amazon for really inexpensive and just play it on your kitchen table or on the floor or whatever. Just have fun with it. But I think that is a fun way to play even on a rainy day, even indoors you could do that. Certainly you can also get some tennis rackets and go to your local free court and play tennis if you just want to up the ante.
Oh, I hate any like sports with balls. I am so bad. So that is not fun for me. I'm not good at it. It's still not fun
but
for me.
But ping pong, you don't have to be good at. Ping pong's just fun.
Thank you.
Okay. You don't have to play ping pong. Just probably play. Find what is play for you.
My next one is taking a breakfast date.
That's how I play. I eat pancakes.
That's how I play. I go to breakfast. So it's definitely cheaper than dinner and sometimes even lunch. So taking a breakfast date can be a great alternative if you do want to go out to like get some food and not have to do the dishes afterwards. And then take home the leftovers and eat them for breakfast the next day. Yeah, fantastic. There's your Saturday and Sunday breakfasts right there.
Hopefully there's leftovers.
Hopefully. Get something big enough to have leftovers. Don't go into any of these like bougie restaurants that give you one egg on a waffle.
Yes.
Like get some substance.
Yes. The next on this list is teach each other. Not next on this list. The next thing that stood out to me was teach each other something. And I do say this hesitantly because I do think it's a good idea to be able to see the areas that your significant other is an expert in. I think it can help to build our respect and admiration for one another and to learn some things from one another, but also be warned. Because sometimes it can be tough to learn things from our significant other.
Like, yeah, it doesn't sound fun to me.
This is a double-edged sword. So like maybe pick something that might be a little bit low-hanging fruit, not maybe your hardest thing, because this could be an area where we don't have a lot of patience for each other as well. So assess the type of relationship that you have, the thing that you want to learn from the other person. Give it a try. Have fun with it. If it goes well, fantastic. You've learned something new. And if it doesn't go well, don't ever do it again.
Perfect.
maybe learn something together.
I think that's much better. That is a much better recommendation. Thank you. So the next one on my list, and we're not going to go through too many more, but I liked the one that said talk about your future, because one of the dates that Travis and I have annually is we'll go out to dinner and do our financial goal planning, and we'll walk through the like our 10, 5, and 1 year, and then break up our 1 year into monthly action steps. And so nice. We'll do that together to make sure we're on the same page. And those 5 and 10 year goals always shift a little bit. So it's important to not just make them and forget about them for 5 and 10 years, but to revisit them every year to make sure you're either on track or you're moving the track to be more appropriate.
I so admire that, and I need your template.
Yes. Okay, so you can get it actually modernfrugality.com/goal-framework. And I have the kind of the steps we walk through, and then I also have the financial freedom planner that is the actual worksheets that we use. So, and if you download the framework, you can get a special deal on the planner. And that's modernfrugality.com/goal-framework.
Nice. The last one on this list for me was doing a book club together, or, you know, just your own little pick a book together, read it and discuss it. Something that Eric and I have just started doing is reading to each other. And by reading to each other, I mean I read to him, because he's definitely not an avid reader. Yeah, but especially on road trips. We've had a lot of road trips recently. Most notable was moving from Pennsylvania to Florida. But we found a book that we both were interested in reading, and we knew that it was something that we wanted to discuss together. So I almost became his own audiobook. I read it to him. We would pause, talk about it. Of course, you could also just do an audiobook together. But yes, I love that idea of kind of some shared learning, shared knowledge, discussing it.
Yeah. And it's a great thing. Last one that I will say, which I feel like is totally underrated day date, is washing your cars. Yes. Because manually, like washing it yourself, is way better than taking it through a car wash. And you get to have some fun in the sun and clean. It's great. I highly recommend. Actually haven't done that in a while because Travis cleans our cars while I'm working. But still really fun.
Mm-hmm. Eric and I washed our car in your backyard when we were living in your backyard. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. It's a good place to wash.
Yes. You know what else is a good place?
It's a place I like to be every Friday and other days in the week.
The bill of the week. That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hi, Jen and Jill. It's Sherry in Nova Scotia, Canada with a Bill of the Week. So grocery shopping is super stressful these days, and I have a little routine that I've been doing after I get home and unpack, which brings me a little bit of calm. I have a cup of tea and eat some nibs, and I play Yahtzee on my phone for a few minutes just to decompress. The site that I play Yahtzee on has a computerized opponent, and guess what his name is? Of course, it's Bill. And of course, I thought of you. Take care. Hope you guys are doing well.
Oh, so good. Yes. Bill the Yahtzee opponent.
Sherry, that's amazing. It's like your little version of self-care with Bill. I don't know that there could be a better combination that Bill is helping you with your frugal self-care.
Yes. And it does take some time to decompress after the grocery store. That's such a true thing. And you should be able to do that after you go. So maybe find your own game of Yahtzee and play with Bill and see how you do. It's been so long since I've played Yahtzee. I used to play that a lot when I was a kid.
Add it to your boredom list.
So true. I'm bored book. That's what I'm going to call
Mom,
it.
Mom, I'm bored.
I'm bored. Because I remember saying that as a kid a lot because I was an only child.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's fine.
Well, this week's Bill is sponsored by Grammarly. Grammarly is a free Chrome extension to help make all the writing you do everywhere sound more professional. I've been loving the premium version because it's made writing work email so much quicker. I can stop guessing if what I'm trying to say is coming across accurately.
Yes, and I'm a writer, so I've been using it for years. And I know my editors are thankful because I'm not a great editor. I'm horrible at grammar. And I recently started using Grammarly Premium for its plagiarism detector, and I have actually gotten fewer grammar corrections on my pieces from my editors because Grammarly is doing it for me. So that's great.
So because Grammarly is a sponsor of the show, you can get 20% off Grammarly Premium, which will 100% make you a better writer, whether it's for work or personal. So just go to grammarly.com/frugal. That's grammarly.com/frugal to get 20% off.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a bill of the week for us, like a bill that maybe plays hearts or spades or a card game or whatever. Not to say Yahtzee is not a card game, but that's just the first thing I thought of. Please go to frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. Leave us a bill. We are a few months behind in playing them. So if you've left one, you haven't heard it, it will get on here. I promise. We'll get it. Mm.
Yeah, we'll get there. Mm. And now it's time for the lightning round.
Mm. Okay, we're going to talk about our best and worst dates.
What are we starting with? Best dates or worst dates?
Best. Okay, let's start with our best because our worst is probably going to be funnier.
That's true. All right, you go first.
Okay, so I have not been on many dates. I will disclose this. Before I started dating Travis, I had two serious boyfriends, and they weren't even very serious. They lasted a couple months each. Granted, I only dated Travis for 11 months before we got married. Mm-hmm. So that's my relationship history in a nutshell. But I will say that our first date was probably the best just because of the how excited I was. Mm-hmm. We went to so we kind of had two first dates. Our first date was we went to a bar and got a beer. And this is where I found out Travis was a lightweight because he got tipsy after one beer because he doesn't drink. But then we were by my office. So we actually went to my office and he just sat it off. Until he sobered up a little.
Sobered up after one beer.
Yeah. And we walked around town and ended up at Denny's.
Wow. That's when you knew he was a winner. He's not going to cost you a lot in alcohol or food.
Yeah. Well, it made me question it a little bit. But by the end, the first part was like, I don't know if this is... If I'm going to have to, I picked him up from his house because he didn't have a car. He only had a motorcycle. And then he got tipsy after one beer. And I was like, I don't know if I But
wait, so was this your best date?
Well, so our next date, which was actually like, he's like, let me take you on a proper date. I still drove and we went to a very nice restaurant and then we went to a bonfire at my friend's house. And that was pretty great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about other relationships. I'm only looking at this through the lens of my husband, best and worst dates. It's probably for the best. We'll keep it there.
Both of these are from Travis.
Right. Yeah.
But I was thinking about other dates too. And I'm like, I can't remember them because they were like so long ago and so brief.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll stick with our current people. So our forever people.
Our forever people.
Okay. So our best date. Oh, holy smokes. I still like wish I could relive this day. And that's the thing. Sometimes these are hard to relive, but we found ourselves with like a Saturday afternoon and there's a really, actually, believe it or not, in Pennsylvania, there's a beautiful road kind of along a river and really nice homes and farmland along that road, wineries, that kind of a thing. And so we intermittently did yard sales and garage sales along with wineries and wine tours and free tastings. Ended up in this cute little town, had lunch there, got root beers, walked around. It was just like this progressive date that was the best date. Both of us still look back to like that day in Frenchtown and going yard sales and garage sales and the wineries and the walking around this cute town. It was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And we've tried to recreate it. It's not been as good. I think part of that was because it was a spur of the moment kind of thing. We didn't know where the day was going to take us. We just kind of started driving down this really pretty road and found some really cool stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, we did a lot of yard sales and garage sailing and thrifting together. We did that with you in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
We did it together.
And that was one of our best double dates.
Yes. So let's talk about worst.
Yeah, go for it.
So I have one written down here, but I think our worst date, I won't go through that, but it was actually a vacation. We went to Bali and what should have been like the super romantic, like series of dates, what the whole time was pretty miserable because each of us were sick at different points. So he would be sick and up all night and then I would get sick and then we would be sick together and then it would flip flop. Like we ended up at the doctor's office and Travis got this huge thing of like earwax taken out of his ear and he was like all phlegmy because he wouldn't wear a mask while he was riding the scooter and all of the exhaust like made him just like so miserable. I got food poisoning. We both got food poisoning at the same time when we were doing a cooking class, like a day-long cooking class, and we had food poisoning.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And then I had it again.
I don't even know that I
on
knew
the flight
all these
home. Mm-mm. I got it again on the flight home. And it was the worst vacation I've ever taken. He lost his wallet. Like we started one place in Bali and we drove, 2-3 hours north and realized when we got there that he'd left his phone and wallet in the other place, like attached to the charger. So it was just a series of like unfortunate events the whole time we were there.
Wow.
But it was pretty. It was just like the absolute worst. And I had originally wrote down that a kayaking date that we were supposed to take that totally botched. We got my mom to watch Kai and we went up there. We drove up there and then there wasn't any more spots. Like we couldn't put our kayak in the river.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we were going with this other group and they had like taken forever to get ready. So we drove an hour up there. We waited an hour with these people. We drove up to the river and then kept waiting and then eventually waited so long there was no time or no more spots.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. But I think being sick multiple times in Bali.
Oh, gosh.
Really wins.
That stinks, especially on vacation. And when you're international, it's tough to, feel mm-hmm. comfortable. And you just want to enjoy it. That stinks. My worst date, there's probably others, but
I'm reading these two words and I feel like I've heard about this. I feel like I've heard this date.
As we were going through the list, I remembered this one. So when we had two cars, which we are down to one vehicle now, and I couldn't be more pleased, but we've always pretty much had a stick shift vehicle and an automatic vehicle. And I drive the automatic, Eric drives the stick. And I just have not learned. Like, his work truck was a stick, so I had no reason to drive his work truck around. And then he got this other vehicle, and the clutch was super difficult. Even people who drive manual vehicles are like, this clutch is awful. This is not a good one to be learning on. I had learned when I was younger, but yeah, never had a vehicle that was stick, so it never stuck. Anyhow, one day I was like, enough of this. I need to be a capable, competent woman, and I need to know how to drive this other vehicle. I would sometimes even have dreams where our stick shift vehicle was the only vehicle available to me, and like Eric was in some sort of medical emergency, and I like couldn't get him to the hospital because I didn't know how to drive stick. So anyhow, I was like, we're learning. You're teaching me. I'm learning. And I was like, this will be fun. Like, it'll be like cute and you'll teach me how to drive and like everything will be great. And then I'll know. It was awful. I'm like, not even kidding. Eric's like, yep, I'm never trying this with you again. And I was like, yep, you are never trying this with me again. I mean, like I said, the clutch was awful, so it's not a great car to learn on, but also like my patience level with him and the way that he was trying to teach me, it did not work. It was kind of like The Notebook, only not the cute parts of that movie, just like where he's trying to teach her and she's freaking out. It was kind of like that.
So maybe teaching your partner something isn't right, a great exactly. date idea.
It's like I think that it is, which is why I picked it out of that list. And then it jogged my memory on one of my worst experiences with my spouse. And we never did it again. We tried it. Maybe it bonded us in some way. And now we're never doing that again.
Yeah. It taught you something, which is important, but you don't need to learn that lesson again.
I did learn something, just mm-hmm. not how to drive stick.
Yes. So I hope, we hope that you have found this episode helpful, whether you're single, dating, married, and you're looking for ways to save, or you're just bored. I don't know. Maybe you just wanted, some ideas on stuff to do. Mm-hmm. I hope that you have gotten some ideas from the last 54 minutes. And
So thanks so much for listening, you guys. We're so grateful for all of your listens and all of your reviews, your kind reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, like this one. It comes from DVF47. It's titled Podcast for Real People. It is 5 stars. They say entertaining, informative, and keeps me motivated. Often budgeting or financial podcasts are dry and boring, and the advice they give is unrealistic for the average person. I have received so much practical advice and love that it is hosted by women. Hashtag girl power.
Yes.
We are women.
Hosted by women, for women, and not robots. For real. People.
But men can listen too, because women don't only need to talk to women. They can also talk to men.
Yes. So true. And we also want to thank our friends who share these episodes on social media. We try and reshare them on our Instagram. So keep doing that, because for every 5 tags and reviews we get every month, we are giving away a free copy of the Frugal Friends workbook.
What? So keep leaving us those reviews on iTunes or Stitcher and send us a screenshot of that review to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. We need a way to verify that you've reviewed us. And then that also enters you into that drawing for the workbook. And also tag the most recent episode on social.
Woo! We'll see you next week. Happy dating.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.
Well, what's a date you're going to go on soon with Travis?
I would really like to go to the new pier in St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. We've visited it and I run there all the time, but it's got a really pretty restaurant and a really cool tiki bar on the top.
Ooh.
So you know me, I want to go to the tiki bar.
Yes. But, yeah, and since I live in St. Pete now, too, I also want to check out the new pier.
Honestly, I think the tiki bar is a better double date idea. It reminds me of Jimmy B's, but instead of the beach, it's the bay.
Let's do that. Double date.
I know. Most of our best dates are double dates because we spend so much time together that we love like spending time with other people. And whenever we go somewhere like a all-inclusive or a cruise, like we're always like connecting with other people and hanging out with them. So that's kind of like our thing. Our best dates are with other people.
And I think it shows a different aspect to our significant others. And I think sometimes you can engage in deeper conversation than what you might do just the two of you when you add another couple in the mix. There's definitely a lot of benefits to it.
Yeah. Anything that gets us away from Kai for a little bit is like a great date right now in my life. So how about you? What do you want to do now that you're in St. Pete?
I mean, the pier is definitely on the list. I know it's new. There's a lot of really cool features to it. So I'm stoked about that. I just want to get downtown. Like, it's a spot that I want to explore. So I'm excited to check out some of the new restaurants and happy hours. Eric just got kayaks for us, used kayaks. He did such a good job finding awesome ones at a cheap, inexpensive price. So going kayaking on our little bayou, which is right in our backyard, is something I want to do often. And honestly, though, a lot of our time will go to renovations in the very near future. But for us, that's kind of fun. We enjoy doing that together. Like, we just worked on our backyard yesterday together. Like, I was digging up stuff from the yard and replanting it other places, and he was mowing the lawn and just passing each other and like giving high fives or like stopping for a water break or jumping in our blow up hot tub for a hot minute. It's a good, like, we enjoy that kind of stuff, working alongside and That's getting great. Projects done.
I can't wait to see the progress. I haven't seen it in almost a week.
So. Yeah, it doesn't feel like much to me, but yeah, you would probably see a difference.
For sure.
I mean, the kitchen is still a dumpster fire. Even with like nothing in it and cleaned up, the kitchen is atrocious, which I'm almost grateful for because it gives me like every possible excuse to rip it out and redo it.
I can't wait till we just set it on fire.
If it even lights on fire, the stuff is so horrid that I don't even know if it's going to allow us to get rid of it that easily.
Well, we can always try.
Let's try.